Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 11th installment on the laws of Shemitah. We were discussing yesterday the concept of biur. Again, biur is that when it's assessed that a certain type of Shemitah produce is no longer available in the fields, then if you own that type of produce, you may no longer eat from it, and you have to quote-unquote dispose of it. What do we mean by dispose of it? We were saying yesterday that the most standard model is to render it hefker, render it ownerless, and anyone can come and take it. By the way, if you really render it ownerless and, a certain minimum of people know that you've rendered it ownerless, then you can come and acquire it yourself as long as it was ownerless for real. I don't want to get too bogged down by those halachos, but there is such a concept. So the problem post-biur is if I owned this Shemitah fruit and did not render it ownerless in any way, and I just kept on treating it as my own, and then either I use it myself, or it might even be a problem if I give it to you as a gift, that also might be problematic. So practically speaking, this is what I began speaking about yesterday, practically speaking, this is probably one of the greatest applications for us in terms of being aware about Shemitah fruits in the diaspora. The time will come, might be late in the Shemitah year, might be early in the year following Shemitah year, where we say the time for beer or for a certain type of fruit has come, and that means we really shouldn't be buying it from the store if it's from Israel. Again, I always hate to talk about not buying things from Israel, but this narrow space of time for specific types of fruits, it would be an issue for. By the way, just as an aside, once things really get going with Shemitah produce, this is also something to be aware of. It is frequently accepted that we may buy Shemitah produce from Israel, even if it has left Israel and come to the diaspora. It's a question in its own right, but according to many opinions, it might not have been appropriate to take it out of Israel, but if it already left Israel, you can buy it. You can buy it, you can eat it, but just to be aware that if it's from a certain frame of time, it would be appropriate to treat it with the sanctity of Shemitah. And what it means to treat it with the sanctity of Shemitah is that you wouldn't readily throw out pieces of the food like we were discussing earlier in the series. General standard practice for major American certifications is to not have Shemitah product under their certification. And if it would be under their certification, it would be very clearly marked that it was a Shemitah product. So it is worth it. Again, we of course should continue to buy products from Israel. Don't let the Shemitah thing scare you. If it is Shemitah, it could very well be okay anyway. But if you're buying from something with a responsible certification, it would be very clearly marked if it indeed is Shemitah produce. It is worthwhile to be a drop more careful when you're buying products with Israeli certification. You have to understand that if the certification is only Israeli, when the Shemitah year comes, people are living with that day and night. They're used to reading the fine print. So if you're buying something with a purely Israeli hashgacha, you need to make sure to read the fine print. Let's say you buy a Shemitah product that's Otsar Beisdin. We discussed this earlier in the series, that there was a society that got fruit together for people to come and buy Shemitah, not buy, to acquire Shemitah products and just pay for the trouble going to. So the halach is as follows. If it was Otsar Beisdin at the time of Biur, so then it was ready for anyone to come and take it. And since it was ready for anyone to come and take it, it may be used after the time of Biur. So you will see, every now and then you'll see in the States, wines that are marked that they have the sanctity of Shemitah and their oats are based in. What does that mean practically? What that means practically is that according to many, many opinions, you can certainly rely on it. A, it was okay to take it out of Israel into the diaspora. And B, even if it's long after the time of Biur, if it was a responsible certifying body at least, even if it was long after the time of Biur, it was probably oats or beisdin at the time of Biur, which means that you may drink it years later. So that's just how that works to keep in mind. Certainly if someone held of the heter mechira, of the sale of the land of the Jew to the non-Jew, these restrictions wouldn't be applying to produce from heter mechira, but oats or beisdin is a different story. it's worthwhile to note that if an individual held on to Shemitah produce after the time of Biur, in other words, they were supposed to render it ownerless, and they refused to do so, the halacha is they're not allowed to derive benefit from it at all. And actually, the appropriate thing is to bury it at that time. There's much more to say about Biur, but I think tomorrow we're going to go on to another subject. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.